everybody, I'm Phil.
And I'm Ollie.
And welcome back
that
to a...
That was probably way too loud.
That was probably way too loud. Hey, everybody, I'm Phil.
And I'm Ollie.
And it's a special... It's Del Toro time. It's a special... It's Del Toro time. It's a specialist Del Toro time. Every time is special. This is the specialist of all because we're doing... recently, Guillermo Del Toro on Twitter took to Twitter to talk about all the screenplays that he's gotten sitting around the house, but that didn't get made or that no one talks about. But we're just going to do a quick rundown of the 17 screenplays and give our quick thoughts on what these may be or how we think they may have been. Are you ready?
I'm now.
All right, here we go. So we're going to start off right away with the big one, Hellboy 3.
I wonder what that could be.
Well, I wonder how that would have been. We're sadly never going to get to see Guillermo del Toro's Hellboy 3.
Nope, but we will get to see...
A new Hellboy.
A new Hellboy.
Starring David Harbour
mm-hmm.
of Stranger Things. Stranger Things.
Stranger Things.
And you know what? I'm looking forward to it.
So am I.
I think it's good. I think it could be interesting.
I like him.
Yeah, to see another person's take on Hellboy as well.
Mm-hmm.
Guillermo del Toro had a really strong vision,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't exactly the comic of Hellboy.
No.
So let's see what happens. Also, he left Hellboy 2 in a cliffhanger with mm-hmm. Liz being pregnant. Guess we're never going to find out what happens with that. All right. Pacific Rim 2.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's a Pacific. Oh, you're making jokes. The sequel to Pacific Rim that he never made.
That there is one
there
that
is
he
was one.
Made that
right.
we've never seen.
Much like the new Hellboy, there is another movie, mm-hmm. but it's not Guillermo del Toro.
No.
He produced it,
mm-hmm.
Pacific Rim 2,
mm-hmm.
but it is not his screenplay.
No.
I bet that his screenplay would have been a lot more esoteric and heady than what came out. Because from every report, the new one is fine, but it's just a beat 'em up.
Mm-hmm.
And the original had like a lot of like
cooler stuff,
thinking thoughts, made you think. Got
you should listen
head.
To our episode on that.
Yeah, go back and listen to our episodes, everyone, if you haven't already. It's about brain. I can't think of the word I'm looking for. Pacific Rim, brain monsters. Next movie. I don't know what brain monsters are. Justice League Dark. This was going to be his movie about the magic users of the DC universe, including John Constantine.
Wow, it would
Zatara.
Have been an actually good DC movie.
Yeah, he is sitting on that screenplay. He has said it still may get made. Justice League Dark. There was a Justice League Dark cartoon movie that came out like a year or two ago. I didn't watch it because I don't watch cartoons because cartoons are for babies.
You watch cartoons all the time. You literally just watched She-Ra, the new one.
It's amazing. Everyone should watch She-Ra.
It is so
if
good.
If you haven't watched She-Ra, watch She-Ra.
She-Ra, Princesses of Power.
But Guillermo del Toro was going to do Justice League Dark with all the dark characters from DC's universe
mm-hmm.
and Swamp Thing and all those characters. Swamp Thing is a dark character. He's what gave us John Constantine. He's connected to the green. Animal Man is connected to the red. And then he goes into the rot. So come on. I love Swamp Thing. Check out Swamp Thing.
I was mostly just thinking about our conversation about Swamp Thing.
We had a long conversation about Swamp Thing the other day. He did a screenplay for the pilot to the Hulk TV series,
mm-hmm.
which never got made.
Which is understandable.
Why? Because
they shot him off into space.
They did, eventually. Yeah, they were like, because, well, Marvel's done a lot of, like, spinoff TV mm-hmm. series.
Have they?
Well, okay, not just spinoffs, but, like, you know, they did, like, the Netflix TV series. They did the Agent Carter TV
right.
series. They did Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And now they've got some new ones coming out that I can't think of, but they're coming out with some new ones.
Which ones did they do?
Oh, they're doing one based on Scarlet Witch.
Okay, but which ones did... Because there's, like, also the DC...
Oh, no. They did Jessica Jones.
Okay.
Luke Cage.
Yes.
Iron Fist.
Yes.
The Defenders.
Yes.
They also have Runaways.
Yes.
They also have Cloak and Dagger.
Okay.
They've got a lot of, like, TV series out there. And the Hulk was going to be one of them.
Daredevil is...
Daredevil, yeah.
They did Daredevil,
yes.
too. Okay.
So, yeah. So, like, they've got a lot. But they were going to do the Hulk. But then I guess they wanted to keep using him in the MCU.
I remember because... They're not going to keep using Scarlet Witch in the MCU because that would be kind of baloney.
We don't know because we don't know what's happening with the next sequel. So they're doing a Scarlet Witch series. They're doing a Loki series.
Well, okay. That's interesting.
So, yeah.
I guess Tom Hiddleston still needs a job, so.
I would have loved to see Guillermo del Toro's take on the MCU's Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been cool.
Maybe he would have had all the other Hulks in there as well.
Ooh, Red Hulk, Gray Hulk,
She-Hulk.
Yeah. Hulk. He's just a bigger Hulk.
Hulking Hulk.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
Not sure what exactly he was going to do with Beauty and the Beast, but I think it may have been more officially like based on the Cocteau Beauty and the Beast, and then just kind of ripping off the Cocteau Beauty and the Beast like Disney's Beauty and the Beast did. But yeah, at one point he was going to make a Beauty and the Beast movie.
And then Emma Watson.
And then Emma Watson came along and ruined it for everyone.
Hey, I love that movie.
The Count of Monte Cristo. Do you know anything about The Count of Monte Cristo? The Count of Monte Cristo is about a jailbreak. It's about a man who breaks out of prison. I think it would have been a much more like contained movie for Guillermo del Toro. But he does so many expansive films that I would have loved to see something that's a little more like nuts and bolts. Mm-hmm. Like The Count of Monte Cristo, like a story that's kind of just about a guy and like just a procedural film. Like, how would he handle a movie that's about the logic of how things work? Like Edgar Wright, who did Baby Driver and Scott Pilgrim and those movies.
I love Scott Pilgrim.
And he was going to do Ant-Man, but a lot of his concepts for Ant-Man made it in. But he does nuts and bolts type films. Like, let's see how all these pieces fit together type films. I would love to see Guillermo del Toro's take on that kind of movie. Like, let's just figure out how to make this plan come together.
See, I'm like, I don't like that because I don't like having, like, I like writing fiction, which, I mean, obviously it's fiction, but, like, for me, it's just better if I don't have to explain how anything works. Because
right.
It's all just magic. It's magic. It's just magic.
But some people are good at that, and they make it fun, mm-hmm. like Edgar Wright. And I would have loved to see Guillermo del Toro, like, tackle that kind of a story. Oh, well. The Wind in the Willows.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be interesting? Again, these aren't all movies that he would have directed, but these are all screenplays he has written. What would Guillermo del Toro's The Wind in the Willows be like? Fun.
I tried reading that book.
It's a slow book.
I don't like it.
It's a lot about, like, let's get on a boat and go down the river. I love to drink tea. It's like if the Hobbit never went on his journey. It's literally just
that sounds awful.
It's like if the Hobbit was just like, instead of going to the mountain and meeting the Gollum and finding the ring, I'm going to just hang out with Sam and boat on the river. And
That's not the Hobbit, Dad. Sam is not in the Hobbit.
Okay, I'm going to just hang out with the Took and boat on the river. But then at some point in the middle of the story, he ends up on an island and meets the spirit, the spirit of nature, and has his mind blown. Has his mind blown in a psychedelic experience that completely warps his view of reality.
So he meets John, what's his name?
John. Who are you talking about?
Tom Bombadil. Tom Bombadil, not
yes,
John.
It's basically like if the Hobbit never went on his journey, if Bilbo was just like, I'm just going to go boating, but then in one chapter, he ends up in Tom Bombadil's house, and Tom Bombadil's like, mind freak. And then Bilbo's like, oh no. And then the rest of the book is like, oh, one of the hobbits has a bunch of weasels attacking him. That's the Wind in the Willows. Because The Piper at the Gates of Dawn is one of the trippiest chapters ever written in a children's book. Anyway, The Witches. Roald Dahl's The Witches.
Oh.
Wouldn't that have been an interesting mm-hmm. movie if Guillermo del Toro... But could Guillermo del Toro have made a freakier version of that movie than we got as a children's movie anyway? Did you ever see The Witches?
No.
Oh, it is enough. It is enough. Angelica Houston as the head witch is one of those terrifying things in children's film. I would have loved to see Guillermo del Toro tackle it, but I don't think I don't know. I think that The Witches is fine. At the Mountains of Madness.
We all know what that is.
We all know what that is.
And we're all upset that it wasn't made.
It was interesting. You've read At the Mountains of Madness. Mm-hmm. On a scale of 1 to all of it, how sad are you that Guillermo del Toro's At the
Mountains? All of it. We got to see some of his like props and stuff for it in the tour we did of his exhibit.
Yeah.
And it made me even more sad.
Yeah, and he's only released some stuff because he's still playing it close to his chest because I think he's still holding out hope that it will get made one day.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to require a budget of like $800,000 because it's this huge undertaking. Maybe, I don't know, get him signed on to like HBO or someone and have him do it as like a mini series.
Mm-hmm.
Like give him the money and the budget and turn it into like a series. Give him the time. Let him stretch his legs. Like he really wants to make this happen.
Yeah, because the people who make these decisions are definitely listening to our dumb podcast.
Yes, no one's listening to our dumb podcast except our diehard fans. Diehard fans, thank you.
Well.
Thank you, fans. And my friend Josh. Hi, Josh.
Only those two.
Those two. If you're also a fan and you're listening to this, we're not saying that you don't count. You totally count.
We only know two people.
We only know two people in the world.
Yep.
We have very, very limited attention spans. The Fantastic Voyage. Fantastic Voyage was one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Oh, I've heard of it.
And I believe it is on our list to watch. It is about a group of, about a man who has a brain aneurysm. And, well, that's just the beginning. It's about a man who has like a blood clot in his brain. And he's a very important man. And so the government's like, we need to operate. And since this is the 1960s and not now when we can do this easily, we're going to shrink people in a submarine down and inject them into his body. And they will take the submarine to his brain and destroy the blood clot with a laser. Unfortunately, there's a bad guy on the submarine. Unfortunately, there's also the man's body's immune system is trying to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun story.
That makes sense.
And what
reminds
do you think?
Reminds me of the Magic School Bus.
It is very Magic School Bus because they almost die, which is what happens in every episode of the Magic School Bus. That boy with the glasses is almost killed.
Every single episode.
And every single, yeah.
Every single book.
Yep. Do you think this would have been a good project for Guillermo del Toro?
Yes.
Can you imagine Guillermo del Toro's idea of the inside of a body?
Of like an immune system fighting back?
That would have been amazing. I'm terrified by his ideas of the outside of a body.
I did like the Rick and Morty take on it, though.
Yes. That is a great episode.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one with the amusement park, right? Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And the original Fantastic Voyage is a great movie. If you get a chance to get your hands on it, watch it. It's fun. It is not, as I used to always get confused as a kid, The Incredible Journey. That is about the dogs and the cat going home. But he's always be like, Incredible Fantastic. Anyway, Mephisto's Bridge.
Mephisto's
Bridge.
Mephisto's.
Thoughts on Mephisto's Bridge?
I have no idea what that is.
It is an adaptation of the novel Spanky.
Mephisto and Spanky.
By Christopher Fowler. Mephisto's Bridge, based on Spanky, by Christopher Fowler. It's a story of a Faustian pact between a yuppie and a demon, Spanky, who exchanges wealth and stuff for his soul. Like, basically, that's what it is. Apparently, has a lot of BDSM and erotica in it. Yeah, and the cover of the novel is a dude wearing no clothes except for tight underwear with demon wings. So
great.
How do you think Guillermo del Toro?
I don't want to talk about
Spanky.
It.
Spanky. I don't know if I want Guillermo del Toro to direct a BDSM movie. I don't know if I'm into that. Like, I understand that he is a man with like. He is a man with a sex drive. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. I just.
This is a terrible idea.
This is a bad movie. Superstitions. Guillermo del Toro's Superstitions. Any ideas what that may have been?
Superstitions.
Do you think it would have been about superstitions?
I don't know. But with the face you're giving, probably not.
I think it's actually superstitious. This list I'm looking at misspells it. It is not superstitions. It is superstitious.
You keep saying that, and now it doesn't sound like a word anymore.
Now, what do you think of superstitious?
It's probably about paranoid people, huh?
That's it. That's all I know about it. Is that it's all he's said about it, is that it's called superstitious. So it's probably about superstitions. I don't know. Nightmare Alley.
Oh, well, there's you talk.
Speak. I did a Twitter sode on this, mm-hmm. and it was he actually announced it at one point that this was going to be his next film,
mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it still is because Guillermo del Toro plus Pinocchio, so I doubt it's going to be his next film. This is the movie about the man who's a phony baloney psychic
He
is a phony baloney psychic who dupes people into thinking he's talking to their dead relatives. It is a harsh, 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 harsh movie. Very harsh novel about carny life, carnival life, sideshow life. I think Guillermo del Toro would do a bang up job directing this. It's a dark story with a great male and three female leads that are just amazing characters. Great male lead. I think it would push all of the buttons that we love about Guillermo del Toro, but also be very grounded in reality.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he does something wacky with it, like a monster or a ghoul. Guillermo del Toro's Haunted Mansion, based on the ride from Disney World.
Yep.
Do you ever go to Disney World?
What kind of question is that? You're my dad. What do you mean?
I just was hoping you'd answer for the audience. So you've never been on the Haunted Mansion. Do you know anything about the Haunted Mansion?
No, I don't know anything about Disney World.
You know the song. Grim grinning ghosts are gonna take you down. Grim grinning ghosts.
I don't know that song.
You know Grim grinning ghosts? Yes, you do. You've sung it before. Grim grinning ghosts. Grim grinning. You sung the Grim grinning ghosts song. I have heard you sing the Grim grinning ghosts. Grim grinning ghosts. Here. Grim grinning ghosts. It goes like, you've sung Grim Grinning Ghosts. When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a singing wake. Haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim Grinning Ghosts come out to socialize. You know the Grim Grinning Ghosts song. I swear to God, you've sung Grim Grinning Ghosts.
I've never heard that song before.
It's a song about the ghosts. Don't close your eyes, don't try to hide. Or a silly spook may sit by your side. Shrouded in a daft disguise, they pretend to terrorize. Grim Grinning Ghosts come out to socialize.
I've never heard that song before.
In any case, it's from The Haunted Mansion. Imagine Guillermo del Toro directing a movie about a haunted mansion, but it's fun. And the ghosts are goofy and friendly and like just trying to tell their stories.
So like a bad Ghostbusters movie.
Or a good Crimson Peak. Imagine Crimson Peak, but the
ghosts... Without the incest.
The ghosts are like more like goofy ghosts, like wacky ghosts.
But there are no ghosts in Crimson Peak.
There's ghosts all over Crimson Peak. They come crawling. They're made out of blood. They're blood ghosts. They come crawling out and they're like holding the dead baby and
that's right.
Imagine that, except that they're like, when the crypt starts creaking, it was going to be Guillermo del Toro's fallout. Like, they had done a Haunted Mansion movie with Eddie Murphy that everyone hated it. They thought it was the worst thing in the world. So they were like, let's just forget that. Guillermo del Toro, do an actual creepy family. I think he could do a fun family haunted house movie.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see it. I want to at least read the screenplay. Grim Grinning Ghosts come out to socialize.
What is that song?
The Buried Giant.
What's that?
The Buried Giant would have been a movie based on the book by Kazuo Ishiguro. Do you know this writer?
No.
He's a Nobel Prize winning author.
I don't do names.
The Buried Giant would have taken place back in like King Arthur times.
Mm-hmm. I figured because it has the term giant in it.
It has giants. I don't know much about it except that it takes place. Then there are monsters like ogres and a giant. And it's would have just been a period piece set in King Arthur times.
Mm-hmm.
Has Guillermo del Toro done anything like that?
Well, besides like Hellboy?
Yeah, besides like stuff that has like flashbacks or connections to that era.
I don't think so.
He hasn't done like a strong, like his only period piece has been like Crimson Peak, which
Spanish Civil War.
Yeah, he's done stuff like in the 20th century, but nothing like way in the past.
Yeah.
I would love to see him do a fantasy set. I mean, he was supposed to do The Hobbit, obviously,
well,
and never got a chance to.
And I wish he had, because then it might have been a good movie.
Right. So, yeah, I mean. I don't know. I would love to see him do something like this. This would be a cool Guillermo del Toro film. The Coffin. What do you think that's about?
I don't know.
The Coffin. I don't know if this is the same The Coffin. The Coffin. Is a Frankenstein story. This is another Frankenstein story. Guillermo del Toro just done a Frankenstein story. Anyway, Drood. Are you familiar with The Mystery of Edwin Drood by Charles Dickens?
No.
There's a musical based on it called Drood. It's a famous story because he died before he finished it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles Dickens actually died before he revealed who the murderer was. But it's also an incredibly complicated and weird book about, like, opium dens.
Did we see that?
We probably saw the musical.
Yeah, we saw Drood. Musical. Okay.
Yep. And he died. And so in the musical, the audience chooses who the murderer is and why. But in real life, of course, we don't know. We will never know. So there's a book called Drood written by Dan Simmons, which is about Charles Dickens writing Drood and how he's being haunted by a thing, like an entity that's following him. And it's very scary and weird. And I just think, again, it would have been a cool period piece to see Guillermo del Toro do. Mephisto's Bridge, yada, yada, yada. Hulk pilot, yada, yada, yada. Drood. List of Seven is a occult murder mystery novel. Just another mystery. Just another murder mystery. I think would have been neat. Would have been neat to see him do. I'm trying to see if there's any more things on this list. Oh, and he says, he wrote, and an untitled secret film.
Thanks, Del Toro. Thank you.
He said in his list, to be clear, these screenplays are written. They're done. Each of them took months or years of my life. Meetings, synopses, beat sheets were all written. Features, 90 to 130 pages each. He doesn't know where they're going to go. Like, they're not being released into the public because he still could very well do any of these, except maybe like Hellboy 3 and stuff. But I just think it's interesting to know that these projects are just out there. Like, this is how much work this man has done. And that's not including like The Hobbit and things like that. So if any of these stood out to you, which one would you love to see produced?
Drood.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's your one, huh? Drood?
Yeah.
His take on Drood? How come?
I think it would have been interesting.
Yeah?
Especially if it followed around Charles Dickens being haunted by a cool monster.
That would be cool. All right. If I had to choose, and I'm leaving out Mountains of Madness because that's just my own personal obsession. I want to say Buried Giant. I want to see him do something in King Arthur days. With some monsters and like some human, real human drama. Get on that, Guillermo del Toro, once you're done with Pinocchio and whatever else you're working on over at Netflix. If you just find yourself with some time to kill, please make those movies.
Yes, because he's listening to our stupid suggestions.
I also want to see Nightmare Alley. I want to see him do Nightmare Alley or someone with a strong vision do Nightmare Alley, just because I really loved the original and would love to see an updated version of it. So that's it. I'm just seeing if there's any more notes on any of these movies. IO9 at Gizmodo did a great rundown of all of these. I think he was working on Wind in the Willows for Disney. Like, they were going to do it like in the early 2000s. So that's, you know, that would have been interesting. Some people think the untitled project might have been his Little Mermaid that he was working on. So who knows?
Why is it a secret project, though?
Because he may still be, like, literally working on it. So, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Come to find out, nobody knows what Superstitious is based on, looking at these notes now. So, those are his abandoned projects. I would love to know more about them. If anyone else has any more info, let me know. Let me know. I would love to know more about Game of Thrones works. Thank you for listening to this very short episode. We were happy to do it. And we were happy to know you.
I'm so tired.
So listen to our upcoming full-length episode. Listen to our stuff. Listen to our business. I'm Phil.
And I'm Molly.
And we will see you when
it's actually Del Toro time.
Goodbye.
I want to go.
Stop.